Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well. And we talked yesterday about some of the Vanderbilt players that might have gotten drafted but ended up going the undrafted free agent route, including Marcus Buggs and also Curtis Gatewood. Buggs with the Buffalo Bills and Gatewood now with the Redskins, so those guys will at least get a shot.
And I like that. I think, as we kind of mentioned yesterday, once you get down to that last round, you're almost hoping you're not drafted to a degree, because then somebody that runs a certain scheme or needs a certain type of athlete, you know, can make contact with you, and you have a better chance of making that team. So I'm glad both of those guys are going to get a shot. I think they deserve it. And I'm really going to be curious to see Curtis Gatewood. You know, he's a guy that, you know, played linebacker in high school and played linebacker his first couple of years of college, and then they asked him to do something a little different and beefed him up to about 255 or so and moved him to the defensive end spot where he could use his quickness to rush the quarterback. And, you know, he caused all kinds of problems for a couple of years at that position. And now he's going to drop back and use that quickness, but drop back to about 240 or so and see if he can play linebacker. So I think it's going to be an interesting transition for him, again, back to what he did at first. And I think he's got a real chance. He's got a great motor. He's a very physical player. And having played both those positions, I think will help him.
Joe, Saturday before the draft, I came in. I was kind of just checking some stuff. You know, before we went on the air with Titans Radio, yeah. And I had come across a report about Chris Williams and the fact that he was sliding fast out of the first round because of some neck and cervix kind of issues. And is there any truth to that, or is that just an out and out kind of fabrication of a story? I said that on the air, and of course the next pick was Chicago's Chris Williams, so I looked like an idiot. But I did say that there was reports out there. So yeah. anything to that?
You know, I've heard those reports too, but I've never seen anything, and I've never heard anything from him in that regard. And obviously the Bears didn't think it was that big a deal. You know, and the thing you look at from his standpoint is he never missed a game. You know, it's not like he had an injury that took him out of games, or he had any nagging problems at a physical. I never heard of any issues with him. And so, I don't know if it's a fabrication or not. Maybe he had some neck pain at some point and complained about it, but I don't think that it's anything that anybody was worried about.
I saw Jensen Lewis pitch for Cleveland last night, yeah, against the Yankees, won a couple innings, and kind of got hurt with a small ball, a little roller in front of the mound that the Yankees ended up scoring a run on by Morgan Insberg.
Yeah, I happened to see that as well. We were finishing up Tim Corbin's call-in show last night, and Jensen was on the mound, and I just love watching him pitch. He's a tough, you know, fiery competitor, and it almost every time we see him pitch, it's like it's against the Yankees.
I don't know
why that is, but he is now, I think, a very solid part of their middle rotation. You know, he's not the closer, but he's the guy in middle relief now, and you see him usually come in for an inning and a half, two innings at a time.
He always looks like he's having a good time too, doesn't he?
I think he is. I mean, I think he's one of those guys that actually can appreciate where he is and what he's doing. You know, I know he's very focused on it. He's very serious about it. But, you know, it would be very – it's kind of strange. There are a lot of guys who just don't enjoy the moment, and I think he gets it. You know, and you know that time, you know, he struck out A-Rod the other day. I mean, that's a big deal, and I think he realizes that and sort of expresses that when he's out there.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.